So how do you get from where you are to where you want to be? You've been in a career maybe a decade, two or three or four, and now you want to do something different. You're not ready to retire, you're ready to refire. So how do you engage with a publicist to help you reposition and to rebrand into that new brand that people will want to have on demand? So we'll talk about that right after this on how to get out there and get known.
Welcome to the Get Out There and Get Known podcast. Join Pam Perry, veteran PR strategist, Emmy Award-winning producer and publisher of Speakers Magazine, who will show you how to crack the code in getting out there to get known. Each week, she either interviews her media friends, PR colleagues, or she just goes solo, offering you strategies on publicity, publishing, and platform building. So listen up to hear how to get booked on media places and on superstar stages. Now, here's your host, Pam Perry.
Hey there. So this is going to be like a case study, really, of a client, Dr. Geneva Williams, who just celebrated a birthday this year. She came to me about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, maybe about 6 years ago, and she was retiring. So when we first started, she didn't have a name. Like, she had her name, Dr. Geneva Williams, but in terms of being known in a new space. So from naming her Dr. Geneva Speaks, because I said, well, you sit down with me, what is it that you want to do? Retiring as an executive, as a nonprofit executive, a leader, a trailblazer in many areas. Didn't really want to speak on that anymore. It was like, I'm done with that and want to start a new career of speaking, mentoring, and coaching. So a lot of things, and I'm going to share some screens here with you of a lot of things. When we put in her name, Google, say maybe even 6 years ago, 5 years ago, nothing was coming up other than a press release that she was retiring. And that was always at the top of Google. So I want to show you right now what it is that comes up now in terms of when we talk about Dr. Geneva, right? So this is really sharing the screen a little bit about who she is now. This is not where she started. So it's not about where you start, it's where you end up. So this is her now, home, coaching, consulting, speaking, podcast, blog. When we first started, that was all she had, was really a blog and a podcast. That was it. And we were trying to figure out her moniker, her tagline, even naming her podcast, Ignite to Impact, because she's a leader and she wanted to ignite to impact other leaders, and how to really pull all of her experiences from her past into her new future. And it took a little bit of really just going through some of this reiteration of the podcast that we started. We started out on Blog Talk Radio. Now, this was years ago, so I wouldn't suggest that you start doing that, the Blog Talk. But really, at the beginning, we were doing Blog Talk Radio, and we did a lot of episodes, and we had guests from around the country talking to different leaders. We talked to George Frazier, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. We had Dr. Lorene Wisham. We had probably way over 100 podcasts. And we had to get to the point where we had to build a website. This is probably the reiteration of maybe the third podcast. So her tagline, elevate your success as a powerful entrepreneur, executive, or nonprofit leader, pulling into her past experiences, really unlock unshakable confidence, exponential financial growth, and a vibrant well-being by mastering life's transition. The moniker that she goes by now, DrGenevaSpeaks.com, is a vibrant life coach. We gave her that. That was from her really listening and coaching with me for over the years. And people would always come up to you and say, oh my God, you're so vibrant. You're so vibrant. How do I get that? Tell me your secret sauce. And really, the vibrant life coach was where it really comes into, because one of the products she had at the very beginning was how to own a room, because she would go into a room and people say, you own the room. And really, the people who she's trying to attract, primarily women, say Gen X women, they're in the management suite or in the C-suite is really how to get to that next level. And the confidence is really one of the main things, the confidence equation. So looking at this, giving me the confidence equation, she does coaching, which I will say that at the very beginning, Dr. Genevo didn't want to do coaching, but she's doing group coaching now. And she does some personalized coaching for high achieving women. I think she got certified with coaching from one of my clients, and she learned that coaching was different from what she really thought. Right now, she's helped over 1,000 women achieve transformation. And so the consulting, again, because of her vast experience over the last 4 decades or so, she still does nonprofit consulting. She was over the figure skating in Detroit. That was one of the things that I worked with her on in terms of doing PR for that as well. But all the while, she's always doing PR and the photos, all of the photos and things like that, the makeup, just putting together her photographers, is showing the makeup artist. All of these certain steps, I mean, coming out of nonprofit world, it's like, okay, well, who am I going to use as my makeup artist? I hooked her up with the Glam Doctor or Monica Morgan. And I'm saying all this from the standpoint that when you're hiring a publicist, you're hiring the publicist's team and connections. You're not just hiring them to get you media. Obviously, they can get you media. And also, too, creating her events. So she had an event in January of 2020, right before COVID. And really a lot of that was like a launching pad for different things that she's doing now. You will see some of the things for positioning, the building of a brand. Geneva's very attractive. Like I said, this confidence, this factor. So I said, you know what? People were saying, oh, you're like the vibrant life coach. This particular photo I remember was there. When Gisele Barnes did this photo. And I said, you know what? There is an opportunity for women of a certain age that are, you know, over the AARP age to really start a new career as a model. Now, she had never really done any modeling, right? She'd been in nonprofit as an executive. And so one of the things we did is we entered her into a pageant. Yes, we did. She entered a pageant. And it was for women over 50. She was the oldest person that had won. She was 69 at the time. I don't know if you could see that picture there. But she won that particular contest. I see that right here. So you can see. Yeah, there she is right there. So you can see that she was in the pageant. She won. She had the sash on and all of that. And she wrote about it too on Medium.com, which is one of the things that I kind of said, oh, we need to start a medium. So we did that. And the, I'm gonna go to this particular one again, present the thing that we did is that she went kicking and screaming. She didn't really want to do that, right? She didn't want to do the beauty pageant thing, but it was part of that positioning. So part of that positioning was doing that. And so when you are sharing, I'll share the screen one more time. When you're sharing, when you're doing the speaking is part of the performance, a part of how do people seeing you, that it really became part of what she does. So Ignite the Impact is her podcast. Really it's to help women and men really transform the mindset. And you can see all these things are just now pulling together. She's a best-selling author now of several books, and go back here. All of these other things from her blog to her speaking, to her consulting, all of that we help put together. Those are all the different programs because beginning at the beginning, but it finally saying, doing the photos, doing the branding, she ended up on an ad, a billboard, several billboards for HAP, for Health Alliance Plan. Now, the thing about when you work with me, be careful for what you ask for, because I will make sure that it gets done. So we had the vision of different things that we want to do. Part of that rebranding of not being always called on to just speak about fundraising, but to speak about lifestyle. And again, this looks like the Vibrant Life Coach, right? At north of 70 years old, really enjoying life and speaking, because this prop here was my prop. That was my microphone, and putting her on the cover of speakers. So this really speaks to the fact that she's a vibrant life, right? She's on this ad, she's on this billboard. People are seeing her differently. She's a speaker. She's on Speakers Magazine and DrGenevaSpeaks.com. Those are some of the things that we put together. And then at this one in particular, The book that one of the first books we put together was about her father. We helped put together the cover for that. We actually did the cover shot for that. That particular book was a leadership book, and it was about her father. So we had Monica Morgan. We had a trench coat. I had the vision to put it in front of the court steps. Justice on Jersey Shore was the name of that book. And it was a hardcover book and a paperback book. But the whole thing pulled together again to really give homage to her dad. At that point, she was doing ghostwriting for her dad. And then the book came out. But her very first book, her solo book, because that was kind of like joint with her dad, was Getting Her Leadership On. It was like, well, what is the main thing that she wants to talk about? And this was her tips booklet that we actually had put together for her. We even helped design with the logo, all of those things at the very beginning of a brand. It is so much at the very beginning of a brand. Getting the PR exposure. She's been featured in the Michigan Chronicle. She's been on different shows. There have been a lot of media coverage that has been put in and around her messaging. So I'm going to try and present this particular share again. I'm going to share screen and really just show some of the Google juice that is going on with her now. If we could do that here, let's see. So if you put in her name.com, what comes up, right? So compared to like I said, a year ago, there wasn't that many, but now you put in Dr. Geneva Speaks and you put in, if you can see this here, the first thing that should come up with anybody when you're rebranding is your website. It should never be a press release about you retiring. All right. That was one of my goals, is to make sure that does not come up. So the first thing that you see here is her website. So her website is here. And it says she is a dynamic, vibrant life and master leadership strategist, best-selling author, sought-after speaker, transformative coaching and leadership. Go on. So anyway, you can see she has a podcast, speaking and coaching. But this moniker right here, that part was not something that at the very beginning she said set out to do. It took time of really working and coaching with her to see what it is that you really want to be about. Again, the vibrant life was always a reoccurring theme. And leadership as well. Then her Instagram, she talks to leaders about building confidence in leaders. And that her Instagram comes up. Her LinkedIn, she's there as well. Dr. Geneva Speaks, LLC. Just not too long ago, she was a moderator. You see a lot of her facilitation, things that she does. She's a very, very good facilitator. This right here is her being a part of the governor's board. So she was tapped on the shoulder by the governor of state of Michigan to lead the Women Entrepreneurial Commission, Women in Business Commission. And so she's really, again, advancing leadership in that area. So she is a part of that. That happens since working with us. Again, part of that is positioning. The other part here is talking about the vibrant life and master leadership strategist, her YouTube channel. Again, we named it Dr. Geneva Speaks. Really, she's empowering women over 50 with strategies for vibrant, impactful lives in middle life. That is really like the goal, but did not start it like that. At the very beginning, we're like, oh, we want to talk to millennials. No, it's really women over 50. So we call it Gen X. Her Facebook page, her Twitter, which we actually started for her and said, hey, we need to do this. Master Leadership Strategist, Morgan State alum, aka Golden Sora. These are the things. And then the hashtag Ignite to Impact for free inbox. We were saying that you need to build an email list. And she one of the things about Dr. Neva, she listens. So whenever you're coaching with someone, she listens. If there's a conference or anthology, we say they need to be in here. She's been in a couple of anthologies. I said, you need to do this to help reposition yourself. Again, her YouTube channel, this one here, Dr. Geneva, on It's Never Too Late on How to Pivot. I had another client, Tam Luck, who was also on the Today Show talking about being pivoted. So those are the things that I help people really rebrand or pivot or really restart. This is, again, an article that I had placed for her in the U.S. Times. Exclusive interview with her, specializes in coaching, business, nonprofit consulting, training to assist leaders in overcoming obstacles and achieve impactful goals. That particular one was one. Again, her YouTube channel, which is really making sure that you have that. The medium that I was talking about, you know, how she's a reigning misfit and fine. I had her placed also in the Sisters of AARP. That's a big thing. AARP has a newsletter called Sisters just for African American women. Again, this particular one is a Facebook. We'll say the side note here. Dr. Geneva didn't want to do video at first. She didn't want to do video. She didn't want to get on Facebook. Didn't want to do a lot of things. But this one right here, Pam Perry, is a pusher. So if you're going to work with me, you're going to know that what your goal is, you know, you have to come out of your comfort zone. And so I had a gentleman by the name of Stephen Kelch. He came by her house one day, set up her camera, set up her video and all of that to help her feel a little bit more at ease about doing camera work. She had to learn how to do the camera. She didn't mind doing the Blog Talk radio show because that was on the phone. But when you have to do the video, it was a little bit different. And it was all about cameras, getting the right camera, getting the right lighting. Stephen came over and set it up. And let me tell you, she's eating that camera up right now. Okay. She's all over the place. She's on TikTok. She's on Instagram. She's doing reels. You go on her website, you see the blogs. It's video, video, video. And she learned how to really do that. Did it? Was it something she wanted to do right away? No. No. Did she want to do the pageant? No. Did she want to go to be a part of an anthology, go to California? No. There's a lot of no's. But again, what she teaches other people in terms of being confident of something that they're uncomfortable with is what I teach you in terms of the PR, marketing, and branding space. That is very, very important because you have to have the mindset of a marketing mindset, a rebranding mindset. What is it is the main thing that you really want to convey? Hers was a vibrant life coach. And I'm just like so, so proud of her. There are some other things too. I had her on the Power Up Summit as well. She spoke on that. She spoke on the Ebony Magazine stage as well. When that was around, she did her courses in Teachable. Dr. Geneva University there in Teachable. Again, I connected her with her person that's doing her social media, ATB Centers, connected her with her VA. All of the connections and things that she has right now, because they are brand new, because she'd been in nonprofit, they are now part of hers. And that's part of working with me. So she has a VA or social media person, people who actually wrote her blogs at the very beginning. I think she's doing her blogs now. I have two or three different people that were writing blogs based on conversations, and then she would put them together. Again, part of that Miss Black Fit and Fine, that was a few years ago, but it really talks about her legacy that she really wants to show that you can empower your life, that you can really rise up. It doesn't have to be so like, okay, I'm 70 and I'm done. No, she's got books that she's done. She won an award since she was working with me with Career Mastered. That was one, just a lot of different things. So life did not stop. It actually got more on full force, I guess you would say. There were a lot of podcasts we put her on. There was Mark Gubertari, I believe it is, Creating Fearless Possibilities at Any Age. That was one that she did. Obviously, her blog talk shows are still out there. Again, she was featured recently, too, in the Lansing State Journal. It's really being one of, talking about female leadership, you know, like I said, being part of the governor's women's commission on that. And it's just, you know, if you go and you just put in her name, it just goes on and on. One of the things I'm probably proud of that she did, if I could share this right here, present my screen here, is this right here. A lot of these photos, I remember being there for a lot of those photos and just trying to figure out the look that she was going to go for. But this Miss Black Fit and Fine is the cover of February. This was 2019. I think that went so viral on that particular one that I was just like so excited for her because it was like it became a thing, right? Right. Again, Ignite the Impact, that whole thing. She learned how to use hashtags. Now, there's some people who are younger than like, you know, below the age of 40 that still don't know how to use hashtags and things like that, but she's really doing the darn thing. So that was one of the things that's most exciting, seeing her really just embrace this, like really living her moniker, the vibrant life, and doing that thing. So happy birthday, Dr. Geneva, to you, the month of March, Women's History Month. One of the things, getting this in the mail, I just hollered because I remember when you went out for that, I said, I recommended her to go to Productions Plus to actually do her, to put in for a model, you know, the senior model. And so she said, okay, I'm gonna put that in and I'm gonna pull together my photos because we did the photo shoot and everything. So she pulled it all in. And I am not kidding. In less than probably a week or so, they called her and said, we have an audition. And she called me and says, oh my God, I have an audition. And I said, okay, you know what's gonna happen, right? So she went to the audition for the company. And then they called her and they said, about a week later or so after that, they said she had a job. She'd never done this before. And I was so excited. We were both screaming, kind of like the same way we were screaming when she won another contest. She's screaming. And she says, but the thing is, I said, what? She says, they want me to be in a swimsuit. And I hollered. I said, there you go. I said, there you go. I said, so you're going to be like a swimsuit thing. And so she says, I wait till I'm 70 years old to do all this. But it is. It was exciting to see that. And that can happen for anybody who wants to rebrand, who wants to pivot, who wants to really be take all their years of experience and really turn into being a thought leader, producing books and podcasts and courses and coaching and master coaching and doing facilitating. It's all possible. It's all possible. So if you're ready, you see it scrolling down there at the bottom, readysetgospeak.com. You could go there. Definitely you could go to pamperrypr.com. I'd love for you to just really go there and get the 7 things that the media looks for, right? The 7 things that the media looks for in order for you to get booked. And I've booked Dr. Geneva so many times and it's all on our website there, but you could go to pamperrypr.com, download that video, watch that video, not download, but watch the video on the 7 things that the media needs. And putting together the pieces is really what I'm good at. Speak, Sell, Shine, I'll be talking about that later, but that is part of it as well, where you're actually putting together a sizzle reel. You are actually doing interviews with the media. You're meeting media, doing media training, the whole gamut. So it looks like it's easy. It looks like I may have a magic wand, right? But this takes some work. It takes some work. Actually, I'm going to put the post down there to the last blog I did about the journey to Essence and to Black Enterprise, that it does take work. There's no magic wand. The magic wand happens over so many years, but it does happen. And then it's exciting when it does. Anything worth having is worth working for. Don't you think so? So if you got everything instant, that's not so cool. So I am just so proud of Dr. Geneva for doing the thing and making sure that other people are experiencing her genius as well. So again, if you want to get out there, get known, go to pamperrypr.com. We have a lot of different PR programs, but the main one is a quick media coverage that gets you out there. Kind of like the one that comes up on first page for Dr. Geneva, the U.S. Times. So with that, I'm out of here, and make sure that you go and get those free goodies at pamperrypr.com. All right. And check out the blog as well.
You've been listening to the Get Out There and Get Known podcast, brought to you by PamPerryPR.com, where you'll get insider tips on how to build your platform, pitch the media, and promote yourself with confidence. Head over to PamPerryPR.com and get the exclusive video training on the 7 must-have marketing materials you need before you pitch. In order to be considered in media places or superstar stages, PamPerryPR.com, where you help you shine like a superstar.